Welcome, listeners, to a very special edition of the AU Radio News Desk. We're coming at you in the end of July, talking about some of our July events and our August events. I'm joined here with Tiffany, our events coordinator. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. I hope everybody's doing great.
I hope so, too. It's been a great month so far. The sun's out. It's hot. We're busy.
Yeah, everybody's out and having a great time.
Love to see it. Love to see it.
Yeah, definitely.
So let's talk a little bit about what's coming up. End of July, beginning of August, mid-August, end of August. I don't care. What have we got going on?
Well, we'll start off with we finally got Casual Magic every Monday again.
Oh, so nice.
People can come play Magic. And then we've got a Pokemon Casual Play coming up on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month.
Very cool.
So we're getting those card gamers coming back and playing and having a good time.
So not too many like official stuff, but we're doing real casual right now, keeping it kind of loose. I know we did like a store magic tournament like last week.
We did a store championship, and we're going to be doing another one next year. And I do know that we're going to be doing a pre-release for the next magic as well.
Okay. So when that comes up,
we'll definitely be getting those things going. We also have Blood of the Gods this weekend in Walla Walla. I know that that's going to be a fun time, lots of metal. And
If you're in the Walla Walla area or can drive out to the Walla Walla area, it's kind of like a celebration of heavy metal and, or, you know, like rock and metal and wine. So it's some really cool Pacific Northwest and also some really well-known bands that are coming to contribute talent. We're going to have a little booth there. We're going to be selling some like mystery record bundles and stuff. I mean, depending on when you listen to this episode, it'll either be we're doing it in a day, or we did it last weekend. So hopefully you got out there if you like heavy metal. Blood of the Gods, Walla Walla. Really cool.
Yeah, and then our next item that we'll have coming up will be Kids Bingo Night on the 24th.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's going to be a free event for kids. Anything 12 and under, please have an adult with you.
All children are responsible for maintaining contact with their parents at all times.
Yes, please, definitely. But we've got lots of prizes. It's going to be a fun time, and it's a free event, which is...
I love that. I love free events, especially free events with prizes.
Yeah, right? Because it's fun to go, and you have a chance at getting something, so...
Well, that'll be really great.
Well, yeah, we're real excited about that. And then on the 27th, Wednesday, we have Kevin Churlith Music in the Cafe, with Lodine and Sean Bird also playing as well.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we've got three bands, Acoustic Night. It's also free, so come.
That'll be really fun.
Yeah, oh my come gosh. Listen to them. They're great. We enjoyed them. We had some of them for Mushroom Fest, if some people remember, come see them again. The next thing that we've got going on is through the entire month of July has been the Waldo Scavenger Hunt.
Oh, yeah, Where's Waldo? And that's not just us. That's the entire, like, Richland greater area.
Yeah, we have 15 businesses with us that's participating, and this is also a free event. You just have to go and find Waldo in their store and then have one of the people stamp your card and then turn in your completed passports to us.
And there's two different tiers. You can either do 10 businesses or all 15, and that's a different prize pool for both of them from what I understand.
Exactly. If you get the big 15, you get to go to the big party where we have a huge raffle of a ton of different prizes. It's going to be...
And we'll have an actual live Waldo there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That'll be fun. I can't wait to see Waldo.
I can't wait. That's going to be so much fun. And it's a great little thing, you know, get out into the greater community, go check out some of those businesses. I believe on our website, we should have listed all the businesses that are participating.
Okay, yes.
So if you go to advunderground.com, there should be a Where's Waldo, like right on the main page, and you can see what businesses are participating and where you need to go. There are these little like 2-3 inch standees, 4 inch standees.
Yeah.
And they're just hidden about in these businesses. And if you go and you find them and... Yeah, it's super fun, easy.
Super fun, easy, and free. That's the big thing. As also, we wanted it to be free and fun to play.
None of these businesses are going to require you to buy something just to get your card stamped.
Nope.
If they do, come tell me and I'll go shake my finger at them.
Yeah, they will. They'll be violating something that we asked, so we would like to know. The next one after that would be Jeffrey Lewis on August 6th.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's doing a solo Northwest tour. He's going to be at the Caterpillar Cafe. It starts at 7 on August 6th. Tickets will be $10 in advance and $15 the day of.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's really cool that he's doing a solo Northwest tour.
Yeah, Rolling Stone calls him weird, but also downright inspiring.
Yeah.
So he should be real fun to listen to.
I know that, I believe he was like a local guy that got pretty well known, Jeffrey Lewis. That's really cool.
Yeah, we're excited to see him, and we can't wait to see what he does.
Well, I'm excited. I love that.
Yeah, and then throughout August, we'll just be having more events, more fun things to do.
Are we still doing the poetry nights?
Oh, we are. The next poetry night is on this Wednesday.
This Wednesday. Okay, so it'll be after this episode, or before this episode airs, we'll have our Gays and Berets Poetry Slam.
Yes, and then the Speakeasy also happens, but those will also be happening again in August. I know that the next Speakeasy is on the 17th, and I believe the next Gays and Berets is on the 21st.
And those are free to join?
Free to join. Free. You can participate, especially if you've got poems. For the Gays and Berets is Poetry Slam. But the Speakeasy is anything. So it is singers, musicians, actors. You've got spoken word, anything they want you to come perform.
That's so cool. I'm so glad that we got those back up, because I know in the time before COVID.
Right before time.
We had our Tuesdays Blues Days.
Yeah.
Which was very similar to that. It was kind of open mic, poetry, talent, whatever you wanted to do, you could come and do. And we were super sad that we lost that.
Yeah, we're glad to have these back. So. We've got two new things kind of taking that spot again. So.
And I think keeping the two of them separate was a good call. Like, I think having one that's just poetry, real hardcore poetry nights, is super, super great. And then having another one where people could come show off the rest of their talents is also just tops.
And Speakeasy doesn't require you to have your own material. So you can actually perform other people's material if you desire.
Oh, hey, that's really cool. I didn't know that. See, I'm learning so much from this. And then I think, let's see, is it the second Tuesday of every month they're doing the DMs workshop tag?
Yes. Second Tuesday of every month, they do the intro to GMs, DMs, however you want to call them, because I know I've heard both.
So Dungeon Master is technically a Wizards of the Coast, like, proprietary term.
Ah.
DM is kind of their thing. So a lot of other things go Game Master or Storyteller.
Gotcha.
To avoid getting into conflicts with WotC.
Gotcha. Either way, they're there to answer your questions, concerns, and just
and
talk
the tag workshop isn't. I got to go to the very first one they hosted. I haven't gotten to go to any of the others yet, just because life has happened. But it's not just about D&D. So, you know, if you run games or you're looking into running games that aren't just D&D, don't let it put you off. There's people that play Pathfinder. Brendan Quinn from TAG is the person that has been hosting it, and he has just this wealth of knowledge of hundreds of systems. He's more than happy to talk to you about any system that you want to play, that you want to run. So it's a great time.
Yeah.
We had a great time.
It sounds like fun, and I think that would be good. So don't worry about asking any weird questions. I'm sure they're excited to hear them.
Weird questions are the best questions, right? Though. Like, honestly, running games, the weirder the questions, the better the answers.
I think that's about it.
That's about it. Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
For now.
Wow. Well, we do have our calendar of events. So anybody that wants to check out what we have going on at any given point in time, you can just go to advunderground.com/events.
Mm-hmm. And it's right there.
And the whole calendar is there. We update it constantly when we get new events in. The art walk.
Oh, yeah, the art walk. That's the second weekend in August.
Second weekend in August. The entire Uptown. If you haven't had the absolute privilege of joining us on art walks before, it is a greater, again, Richland community event. The entire Uptown hosts local artists from all, like, Pacific Northwest artists. A lot of them are Richland specific, but some people travel in to do this. And it's basically just a giant outdoor market. You can walk around the Uptown, see tons and tons of vendors. There's food. There's usually someone playing music somewhere. It's a great time. And all of the businesses get in on it. Businesses hosts artists both inside and outside of their storefronts. God, I love the art walk.
It's so much fun.
It was something that was really getting its legs under it right before COVID swept them out spectacularly. And we're finally getting back to it. And I'm so excited to see it. I spent so much money.
Yeah. Well, it's coming again in August, the second weekend. So
I'm never going to have money again.
Nope. But it'll be fun at least.
It'll be, it's a lot of fun. And the variety of art that is out there.
Oh, yeah.
There's fiber artists. There was a lady doing quilting, selling quilts this time. There's clay, pottery, traditional media paintings. Mm-hmm. There was a metalwork booth this year.
Cool.
Was super, super neat. Obviously, there's tons of like digital artists that sell prints and stickers and all of that stuff, which
and
is
jewelry.
Always super fun. Oh, there was so much jewelry. There was also a resin artist that was selling custom-made dice.
Oh, yeah.
Over on the other side, there was resin jewelry, bead jewelry, bone jewelry. There was a beautiful booth of hand-painted, this lady, like, from Africa, was hand-painting all of these canvases with, traditional African art. It was gorgeous.
I bet.
Oh, if I had like, $300 to drop on a painting, I would have taken one of those home with me. It was absolutely beautiful. Loved it. And then also the stores around the uptown, like Ragtime Antiques and stuff, do sales during art walks. So you can get like good deals and stuff like that. It's super fun. I love it. The tattoo shop Autonomous was doing flash art sales.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Yeah. I thought that was neat too.
I love that. Setting up appointments and stuff. So, I mean, really, just so many people. There was a little crochet booth that was selling little crochet.
Oh, I know. They were so cute.
They were so cute.
You'll have to see it. You definitely have to go.
I could literally just talk about all the art walk booths for like 2 hours. Like, I could just give you a rundown. Also, there was a boba tea truck. So, like, come and get boba.
Come get boba. Exactly.
Another thing that I want to touch on real quick before we, really wrap up. I know a lot of people have been contacting us about our trade program. We used to do a ton of trade for stuff. We're still slowly eking in to it. We're not jumping headlong into it yet. But we are accepting graphic novel trade right now in the store. So if you have got some graphic novels that you want to offload and you're, looking to get a little bit of like store credit for those, come on by, drop them off, let us look at them. We want your stuff. And we're hoping, again, slowly easing into this, because for those of you who don't know, we are a business and we do have to make a little bit of money. I mean, to pay our people, mostly. So trade is kind of one of those things. Store credit is money that doesn't actually exist, but kind of exists. So we're easing in, one toe at a time. But we will be getting our trade program back up and running. And if you follow us on Facebook at Adventures Underground, we'll make a big stink of it every single time we open up a new trade program.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, man. All right, well, Tiff, thanks for sitting down with me for like 15 minutes today. I appreciate it. If you have any questions, listeners, about any of the events that we talked about today, you are welcome to get a hold of us on Facebook through Adventures Underground's page. You can get a hold of us on the podcast page if you really want to. I can pass things along to Tiffany. Super easy. I get to see her like every day. So if you want to know more about the events, you can check us out again, advunderground.com. Our main page will have the events that we're hosting posted, or you can go to the events tab and check out our calendar for more information on those. And I hope that you enjoy the rest of your July and heading into August. I hope you stay cool, you enjoy the sun and the water and whatever weird things are happening around Richland or wherever you are. Have a good one.
If you'd like to contact the show, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Just check out that link tree in the description. Or you can email the show at podcast@advunderground.com. You can also support this show and all the awesome shows on AU Radio that you love by becoming a patron of the AU Radio Podcast Network. You can find us at patreon.com/advunderground. For as little as $1 a month, you can help us continue to create these shows, and soon, many more.
You've been listening to the AU Radio Podcast Network. Music is provided by CubbyPurplePlanet.com and BenSound.com. Views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Adventures Underground. AU Radio is a production of Adventures Underground. Copyright 2018. All rights reserved.